Peace, everybody. It's the coolest legendary. It's the cool, the DJ, the Red Alert. It's not all about me. It's all about the Hip Hop Digest. You understand? Hip Hop Digest. Make a note of it. Make a note of it. Make a note of it. Make a note of it.
Look, trust me. This shit ain't gonna work. All right, you ain't gonna get no radio play with that shit right there.
Oh, for real?
Oh, for yeah, for very real. Y'all need to wrap this shit up too, because I need you to get back on that slow jam that we talked about. This whole reality rap shit y'all trying to do, talking about low riders in jail. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Now, you need to get back in there and work on that slow jam that we worked on. And I'm serious. Shit. About all you motherfuckers taking up my time and that's coming out your pay. No disrespect, Easy, because I know you real. But you, motherfucker, I ain't gonna take that shit from you. 20 years from now, you gonna fucking thank me. Watch.
Nigga, 20 years from now, you still gonna be recording love songs in this dusty ass garage. Fuck out of here. 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 Fuck out of here.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grizio. And tonight, we have Listener Appreciation Night. Tell them who you are, son.
Yo, this is Jeremy, at Jeremy is Dope on Twitter.
All right.
That's a long-ass name.
Yeah, that's my legal name.
Okay. No doubt. That's what's good. Anyway, before we get started, I'm going to give us a quick shout-out, acknowledgement. Shout-out to Four Elements Radio, back in effect. If you're really struggling in your radio life, you need to be up on Four Elements Radio.
No doubt.
I want to give a shout-out to Black Is Online. I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to
that. Oh, I listened.
Oh, my God.
I love that
their
last one.
Their NWA show was great. Awesome.
I got a real taste of what it's like to be in L.A. growing up.
No doubt. So, also want to give a shout out to Stitcher. Want to give a shout out to Audio Boo. You know, all our benefactors who helped get the show out there worldwide. I'm going to acknowledge all of y'all.
Yo, wait. I want to give a shout out to www.hiphopdigestshow.com, too.
Oh, yeah, that is our shit, huh? We don't ever shout our own selves out, do we?
That's what's
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest Show is, what's your favorite rap album of the 2010s? So I seen this on the usual Dick Ride blog, and I was so, because it fell in my lap, I was like, yo, this is awesome. You know, as a Dick Ride blog, these are the albums they're going to list. I'm just going to read a few of the listeners. It was a consensus, you know, down the list. Every young boy pretty much had the same list.
And what is the 2010s, so we can explain that for everybody?
The 2010s, well, at this point, is from 2010 to 2015, currently.
Okay.
What is your best albums in the last 5 years? Now, this is the commercial young boy list. Obviously, Drake was on the list. Take Care. Kendrick Lamar. Obviously, Childish Gambino. All kinds of Kanye West. Watch the Throne. Through Yeezus. All of that shit was on there. Wagga Flocka. Flocka Velly was on there. That type of shit. French Montana was on there. Mac and Cheese.
Told you about that mac and cheese, nigga.
Lupe. So you get the picture. It was just the average commercial young guy list. It's not a lot of surprises on there. It was one person who had our list, if you can believe it. I couldn't believe it. But he had names like Rock Marciano, Rasheed Chappelle, Strange Fruit Project, Black Milk,
damn.
Random Acts,
Strange
Apollo
Fruit
Brown.
Project. I need to put that shit back in the whip. I love that Strange
Yo, isn't
Fruit
that
album.
A good album? Ilzai. You know, Killer Mike, Big Crit, Nas, Element of Surprise, Rasheed and Confidence, that type of shit. You know, it was our type of list. It was only two people that had a cross-pollination. Crit and Kendrick Lamar showed up on both underground and commercial list. So, that being
Damn.
Said, who I didn't see on the list was Wayne. I know week to week, I'm just going to continue to do a forensic examination of why Wayne's not on the list. Wayne, 2010, Rebirth. 2010, I'm Not a Human Being. Carter, what is that, 6, 5?
One of them.
One of them Carters.
38.
I'm Not Human Being 2. Free Wheezy. None of those joints were on that. Your favorite album of the 2010s. Now, along with that, our good listeners to the Hip Hop Digest, I'm going to give a shout out to Yusef. He said people like the mixtape Wayne better than the album Wayne. Okay, that's an explanation. I get it. Our boy Cecil said he stopped listening to Wayne when he got on that rock shit. His sound is just repetitive, oversaturation. Kurt G, what is, in your estimation, the 2010 to 2015? We know the commercial nuts, and obviously, you know, our list, the Hip Hop Digest type of list. What's good with Wayne missing? I gotta ask you. You know what's up with Wayne. Your son like Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm seeing him missing because they seen these catches so microwave, B. And if you ain't trending and you ain't hot no more, niggas ain't even mentioning you. It's like you talking about from the 2010s, there's a lot of people that it was bumping Wayne during the 2010s. So they should have at least mentioned one of his albums that they liked.
No doubt. Swerve?
Well, I got to say this. As you were saying it, you know, I was trying to think, damn, what commercial names is he going to say? But as you were saying them, I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, I wonder how often these people listen to these albums that they were talking about.
You know what? That's a question that came up. I've seen the only person that was, let's say, on the list people commented of listening to over and over was the Kanye's and the Drake's.
They spent a lot of time in Marvin's room, huh?
They spent a lot of time on that Take Care, spent a lot of time on that Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, that type of shit. The rest of these guys, I guess they got regular listens. I don't think you're ever going to have an album that is like, I'm listening to that shit year in and year out. I mean, other than young guys, it's Drake. I don't know. Jeremy, do you listen to any? What do you listen to? You listen to these commercial guys?
No, if I had to say my albums from the 2010s, it'd be like the new Run the Jewels, Black Milk, stuff like that. But I think a lot of these young cats, they got short attention spans. So I don't really know, has Weezy even dropped anything in the last like 4 or 5 years? Because I feel like if you looked at that list, I'd be real surprised if too many of those things hit like the 2010, 2011, 2012 mark.
Again, I run the list. Weezy dropped exactly 5 projects. Well, 4 projects, including a mixtape from 2010 to 2015. None of his projects ended up on the commercial list. I'm just surprised at that. And the only reason why I'm saying that is in a few shows running, I'm still looking at why Wayne is not the man commercially, because I was guaranteed by youngins that Wayne is going to represent their generation in a way somebody like Rakim or Big Daddy Kane represents my generation. And he has been discarded.
That trash bin is getting real big.
Yeah.
They dropping them in there month after month. The new niggas getting dropped in there.
There's just so much garbage. There's so much. I mean, I don't even know if they could look back. You know, like, they short attention spans.
Ah, that's what's up.
Well, again, people are not making, like, in my opinion, people are not making albums that are made to last. People are making hits that are made to catch right now. Like, you know, cash in, cash out. You know what I'm saying?
Get those single track downloads. That's what they're trying to get. That's where the numbers come from now. So they don't care about making a whole album. They can get 3 or 4 single track downloads that you'll download a bazillion of. That's all that matters.
That's no, that new like, man. Cohesive,
that is.
Yeah, no cohesive albums. You don't need cohesive albums. You need singles right now.
That's what's up.
And they can go tour off of them 3 songs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Indeed. No
they
doubt.
They could play them 3 songs 100 times and people would stand there in the crowd and wave their hands.
I've seen it happen.
Anyway, a gentleman by the name of Quack, he's like, all y'all bugging, Flockavelli is that shit. So,
okay, let's check his records and see the last time he played it.
Yeah.
he talking off memory.
Right.
That's what's up. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, D. Barnes reacts to Dr. Dre's apology, and she says, in quotations, I hope he meant it. Dr. Dre is really remorseful, or is he just saving face? To me, the answer to these questions is less the fact that Dr. Dre stepped up and performed his social responsibility by taking account for his action. Who cares why he apologized? The point is that he did. That is basically D. Barnes saying that I want an apology. At least I got it. I don't know how sincere he is. I've seen a lot of blog talk about the whole D. Barnes situation. And Igri, I would like to challenge you a little.
Go right ahead.
I think that you got on me a little bit, and I thought about that during the last show, if you kind of thinking that I was taking D. Barnes' position very flippant. So I think that she was looking for an apology, something to get over. I don't even know if she ever got an apology from Drake, first of all, until now. So I'll give her that. I'm going to share a short personal story about domestic abuse that I was involved in. I was a shorty, about 11. You know what I'm saying? I was at one of my aunt's house. Long story short, the boyfriend came in and started beating on my aunt. What can I do? I'm 11. You know what I'm saying? I don't weigh probably not even a buck and shit. I'm doing what I can. I'm not having an effect. He picked me up by my arm, threw me through the door. So at that point, I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm walking down George Street, no shirt, one sock, and a pair of pants on. You know what I mean? Walking back to Parkway and shit. You know, this white guy actually took his t-shirt off and gave it to me. So I'm going to give a shout out to him, whoever he may be. But anyway, 25 years later, me and my brother are in the Walmart. And we see this dude. And we yell out his name and start walking toward him. I wasn't going to hit him, but that motherfucker left his whole cart of shit in Walmart and bounced.
Because 25 years, you was a menacing motherfucker after 25 years.
But the story is, that nigga still felt guilty about that shit, though.
Right.
Right.
And he still remembered that shit.
Exactly. So I'm only saying that to say, you know, did I get over that situation? I will always remember it. D-Barn will always remember her abuse, no question. You know what I'm saying? But at some point in time, and maybe this apology will get her to the place that I got, you know, when I seen that cat in Walmart and started walking toward him, you know, he was out.
And no doubt. So let me just set this side straight, because you my man 50 grand.
No doubt.
I wasn't getting on you. What I was trying to do was protect you, because you my man 50 grand. Because, you know, when you say stuff, you could say it with the greatest intent.
Oh, and it get flipped.
And somebody hears you say it, and it's like, oh, he don't give a fuck. So what I was doing was playing, as you like to do sometimes, the devil's advocate.
That's real. Okay, no doubt.
That's because, you know, one out of your mouth into somebody's ear, that's a whole different story.
No doubt. Shout out to D. Barnes. I certainly understand how you feel as far as that situation goes. You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely.
What you think about that, Jeremy?
I mean, I think, first of all, it should have been included in the movie. But I think, you know, I feel like Dr. Dre's apology was legit. I mean, especially because we haven't heard about Dr. Dre doing any, like, domestic violence shit in a long fucking time, right? If he was just still out there beating women, especially now, you know, he's a billion-dollar brother. We would be hearing about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so I feel like, at least I want to feel like, because, you know, Dr. Dre is a part of one of the people, you know, how I came to love hip hop or whatever. I want to believe it's on. I want to believe he believes it. Then he's sorry, because I feel like if he wasn't, we'd still be hearing about this type of behavior. You either do this and you stop, or you keep doing it. There's no real in between with, like, people that are abusing women, you know?
No doubt. Right? So, and that's what me and Kurt G was talking about pregame. We haven't heard his current wife or anything since the Michelle D. Barnes situation go on. So, indeed, I want to echo that. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is questions for our guest. Jeremy is dope. So, what we usually like to do on the Hip Hop Digest is ask somebody, what was your first hip hop record that you bought?
So, I guess I got to kind of preface this. I got into hip hop a little different probably than most people. I started out, you know, white kid in the suburbs in Alabama listening to rock music, and I really got obsessed with Rage Against the Machine. So I started, like, what are they listening to? And so the first thing I bought trying to listen to what they were listening to was one of the Public Enemy albums, and that's kind of like my gateway into hip-hop.
Okay, that's what's up.
Well, shout out for the Rage Against the Machine. I love Rage Against the Machine.
That's true. Actually, we have most of their albums in here now, so
yes.
No doubt, indeed. So, do you have a personal favorite hip hop album of all time?
Oh man, I knew you were gonna ask that.
Like all the other guests. Again, it doesn't have to be comprehensive. It's just your personal list. Let's do MCs or groups. Three that you really of all time. Your personal list.
Of all time, you got to put Public Enemy in there. That was like that was my gateway drug, you know. So then, Brother Ali, like that stays pretty much in rotation on my iPod. And then I'm gonna go with somebody new that I just started listening to, just so I can give him a shout out on the show. Guante and Big Cats, real political hip hop poet dude out of Minnesota. So those are, I'm gonna give those as my top three.
Okay, that's all right. What's up. No doubt, indeed. So next topic is
again, wait. Oh, can I ask a question?
Okay.
Get in.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Jay. I'm just asking you a real ass question, okay?
Yeah.
You can't help it that you're white. We can't help it that we black. We are who we are, right? So you love hip hop, and you know hip hop is saturated with the word nigga. So when you're listening to songs, as a Caucasian white boy, whatever you want to call yourself, as when you're hearing these things, do you mentally have to break away, or is it okay with you, or how do you feel about that?
So I'm actually really glad you asked me this, and if you don't mind me getting on like a little soapbox for a minute here.
Get on it.
I'll kind of break it down. So when I was younger, most of my friends were black. So I started, I even used to use that word, right? So I'd use it, thought it was cool. My boys thought it was cool. Everybody thought it was, you know, whatever. It was all love. Until somebody checked me one day, right? And then and I was like, oh, shit. And I thought about it. Like logically, unlike some of these like white rappers that want to use the word, and when someone calls them out, they get all defensive. I didn't do that. I thought about it, and I said, "Shit, you're right." I even like read this book on it, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I know what you're saying. You're absolutely right. That's not my word. It does not belong to me." And then I just dropped it. And so when I hear that word, as long as I hear somebody saying it, like I mean, I hear you guys say it on the podcast all the time, It doesn't affect me. I just know that that is not my word. It does not belong to me. And there's no way that I can use it in under anything that isn't malice. So there's no way I'm going to use it.
Okay. I can respect that. Yeah.
I can respect that. No. So how would you feel? Because on this show, I've said plenty of times, everybody's a nigga to me. And when I said, when we announced him, I said, Jeremy is dope. My nigga. So,
and I still get called that by my friends, and that's perfectly fine. Like I know that is a word, you know what I mean? I know it's with love, and so I take it with love. But for me, it's not a word that I'm allowed to use. And I like now I fully understand that. When I was a teenager, I didn't quite get that, you know. But I listened and I got it. And so that's, you know, you call me that, I think of it as love. You know, it's just like saying my brother. You know, it's all love, but it's not my word. And I won't use it.
I respect you. I respect you being honest about it too, because he's like, you used to use it, but then you found out you got checked. That is not your word. Yeah. So I respect.
And I think that's more important. I think that's more important to admit, right? Like it's important to say, like I made mistakes. I didn't get it. I was a young kid. I had all black friends. They were, you know, whether they thought it was funny or whatever, they, you know, it slipped out one day after hearing it 300 times. It slid, and then it became a part of my vocabulary. Until somebody checked me, and that's really what it's about. It's like, if you can't learn and accept your mistakes, you know, as a white person, you know, that loves hip hop, I'm a guest in this, and I want to respect it to the fullest, and I can't do that, you know, if I'm trying to be defensive and be like, no, my boy, my one boy, like I can't get on some I got black friends shit, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what's up. I mean, I find honesty quite refreshing, because again, you don't have people who are honest, you know, that, you know, you used it. And like you said, amongst your friends, you know what I'm saying? And at that aspect of it, you had a pass. So, I really appreciate your honesty. No doubt. But anyway, let's continue on that. The topic is really from Jeremy is Dope, Yellow Wolf's Fight for the Confederate Flag. So I'm going to read something quickly off of, there's a portion, I guess he did this rant that he wrote. And he says that we're all good people. I'm assuming he's talking about white folks in the South or whomever he's talking about, white or black. He said, we love our small towns. We love our folks. And for me, I'll only tell you like this. Rest in peace, I guess, to one of his boys, Dimebag Darnell. Forever, long live Pantera. Long live Lynyrd Skynyrd. Long live Dukes of Hazzard. And he goes on to say that he would like to mention as far as... the time he saw Big Gip in a full Dixie flag outfit at Madison Square Garden, Andre 3000 rocking a Dixie flag belt buckle, and Sorry Miss Jackson. And, you know, going to give a shout out to Pastor Troy, who rocked the Dixie flag in protest against ignorance. He's basically saying the Confederate flag is part of Southern heritage. Even black folks is down with it. Y'all not going to destroy the Confederate flag. And we're going to give the floor over to Jeremy because pregame, we know he got some shit to say about it. The floor is yours, my good man.
All right, so first of all, I grew up in Alabama. I grew up around that flag. I've never seen anyone fly that wasn't out of hate. But I'm going to step away from that. I'm going to try to give, even if I try to give Yellow Wolf like a few benefits of the doubt, right? So maybe Yellow Wolf is ignorant. Maybe he hadn't read any damn history books. Maybe he doesn't know that that became a sign of the South in the 1950s amidst the Civil Rights Movement when people started flying it in opposition of black people trying to get their right to vote, trying to get their rights to live. Maybe he didn't understand that, right? Like, maybe he is so ignorant of that. You know, even if you give him a pass on that, though, it goes back to just what we were talking about before, right? He's not, he wants to be part of this culture. He wants to be a part of this thing, but he's not listening to the people around him. He's not listening. You know, you want to be hip hop, but you're not listening to black people. You're not listening to them when they're telling you this flag is offensive. This is the history of this flag. Read the Articles of Secession. They all say the main reason this war was fought was to own slaves. This flag showed up in the 50s and 60s, and he's not listening to them. So it goes back to the same thing again. It's like, why aren't you listening? You're going to fly. Instead, you're going to get defensive. Like, to me, that's the definition of white privilege. When you can't, when you won't listen, and all you do is get like on the defensive instantly.
So let me play the point counterpoint just for example. So I'm just going to take Yellow Wolf at his word. But Yellow Wolf has probably, he may know about that, I think, on a level as far as black opposition to the Confederate flag. But the hip hop that he's grown up in, largely post Eminem, you know, to a certain extent, it's largely white folks. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? That's not the point I'm saying. I'm saying, but it's largely sort of, you know, the hip hop that he sees allows that. You know, I don't know, you know, it's not like we're talking Public Enemy or Brand Nubian or anything crazy like that. We're just saying, I'm saying the hip hop that he knows allows him the freedom. Like, yeah, I'm the 2015 version of Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, I'm speaking for my people. Now, not, you know, everything that you said notwithstanding, I'm just saying I think he probably feels entitled to do that, considering where hip hop is now and the hip hop is that he came up in. So I'm just saying that is a point counter.
Well, I mean, he feels entitled. That's an absolute fact, but that's the problem.
I got
you. Know what I'm saying? The problem is that he feels entitled, that he don't want to like listen to like the elders that built this movement. And he, you know, I mean, he's my age, so he's older than me. I looked it up the other day. So he's a little bit older than me. He's like 38, 39. So, I mean, he ain't that damn young. Like, he ain't 15 or 19.
Right, right.
I mean, he should know hip-hop before Eminem.
No doubt, no doubt.
Can I throw something in the pile, though? I mean, this is just a question. If we can have the word nigger, shouldn't it be okay for them to have the Confederate flag? I'm just asking. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just asking.
Well,
no, but this is my opinion. And again, I think that though you guys reclaimed that word, right? That was a word that was used against you and you reclaimed it. That's not the case with the flag. The flag was used. It was used by white people to oppress black people. And so by white people flying it, that isn't any kind of like liberating moment.
I understand that. But this is my personal. I would much rather see racism in my face than have it covert.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think I can agree with that. I mean, not that I experience racism, but I can agree with it. It's nice when someone just tells you how they feel, you know, and you're not, well, it's not that, like behind your back. But that's not what Yellow Wolf's doing. He I just feel like he's flying it with such ignorance that it's just, to me, it's just, I don't know how to like really articulate it, but it's just, it's offensive to hip hop. Did he call himself hip hop? He stands up there with that flag and then doesn't listen to the community around hip hop when they're trying to tell him to learn.
You know what that is, though? I think it's, I think that in hip hop, fortunate or unfortunate, the mantra of repping where you come from, or what I like to call region repping. So I think that's what you got Yellow Wolf doing. I think that you have Yellow Wolf basically saying region repping. The flag is where I'm from. South Central, where I'm from. West Philly, it don't matter. Everybody wants to rep their region and their slice of Americana, no matter what that brings. Again, I'm not giving him an excuse. Just like I always thought it was incongruent, to my misunderstanding about LA cats. When I first heard NWA, I was like, because gangs had disappeared in the East Coast, I was like, them dumb. I felt like Tim Dog, you dumb motherfuckers fighting over colors, but that they represent where they from. I'm just saying, again, I'm not taking up for Yellow Wolf by any stretch of the imagination. I'm kind of looking into his psyche. He's just caught up into, yes, ignorance. You're 100% correct, Jeremy. But I think even more than that, he just wants to rep where he from. And when you take away that flag, that doesn't allow him to rep where he from.
The thing I feel like Jeremy's right. He's the flag is there, and he's repping that flag, but he's not listening to hip hop. He wants to be a part of hip hop and be down with hip hop. And I don't doubt that he is down with hip hop. He's a hip hop kid. He probably grew up with a bunch of black people around him.
Kid Rock.
Yo, repeat that.
Kid Rock is doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, Kid Rock. I mean, all of those guys. I mean, no doubt. So, indeed. So that's enough of Yellow Wolf. That's what's up. General Lee is probably doing a fist bump right now in the grave and shit.
Long as Daisy Duke chilling with him.
Tim Dukes.
No doubt. I'm gonna give a Rest in Paradise shout out to Daryl Dawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
Philadelphia
054.
Yeah, no doubt. Philadelphia 76ers, great. Yo, first of all, if you don't know, he got his nickname from Stevie Wonder, which is crazy in itself, considering Stevie Wonder blind. You know what I mean? Daryl Dawkins was selected number 5 in the 1975 NBA draft by the 76ers. He was the first high school player to go from high school to the pros. Played 14 seasons in the NBA with Philadelphia, New Jersey, Utah, and Detroit, and by all accounts, he was a terrific on and off the court person, a terrific family man, and certainly we say rest in paradise to Daryl Dawkins. If you grew up in the 70s and 80s like we did, he's just a damn man. Breaking
them
backboards.
That's why the backboards got changed.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because of Shaq.
Because of Daryl Dawkins bringing them down and shit. So certainly, rest in paradise to that brother. And I also got another rest in paradise to Frank E. Peterson, the first black Marine Corps pilot. Now, this brother's story is interesting, if you can believe some of this stuff. He was the first Marine Corps black pilot. When he entered the Navy in 1950, he aced the entrance exam.
Damn.
Then was accused of cheating by folks at the exam place, and he had to take it again. So he had to take it twice. Became a pilot and earned a Distinguished Flying Cross in Korea in 1953. He was the first African American to command a fighter squadron air group at a major air base. Won a Purple Heart in Vietnam. And was the first African-American Marine to become a 3-star general. Rest in paradise to Frank E. Peterson.
No doubt. Hero.
No doubt. Indeed. Next time on Hip Hop Digest is your boy Ebro Darden.
Ebro's back.
Ebro Darden and Astro clash over New York City radio not supporting New York City rappers. So, your boy Astro's on the joint, and he's telling him, in order to spread my brand, I need the support of New York radio. Ebro responds, we can't support you. You ain't hot enough. Then Ebro goes on to say,
"This is the guy that's supposed to be in charge of playing the music on the radio, right?
He is.
He is. His name is Mebro."
So Ebro goes on to say, "This is that bullshit. This is that rapper cop out shit. Yo, you my nigga, but you ain't doing the work." And so Ebro told him that he needed to go out, start performing in clubs and getting on tours and doing the work. We can't support this shit that nobody ever heard. Got to be banging in the clubs.
Damn.
It remind me of that part in that the Atlanta documentary you put up when your boy, you know, Future Hendrix and them niggas was saying, yo, if the strippers like it, you know it's going to be a hit. If they dance to it, you know it's going to be a hit.
Breaking records in the strip clubs and shit.
Exactly. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, Egri, you got your boy. You know, it's been eons since we went to New York back in the golden days and would get blown on just radio alone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Is Ebro actually picking the records or is he getting told what to play?
Probably both. Probably both. Because, you know, there's a suit behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's signing his ass off. He ain't the man up there that, you know, you would think that he is. There's somebody paying him.
That's what's up. Jeremy, what are they playing in Boston?
I wouldn't know. I don't listen. I mean, I haven't found a good radio station up here since I moved here. So, you know, it's all iTunes.
Oh,
for me.
Okay. That's real. That's what's up.
Well, you can check out Four Elements Radio, though.
No doubt.
Oh, Kurt, yeah. Shout out to Four Elements. Y'all listen to that, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, Kurt G, what's good with Ebro, yo? Is he a pawn and shit? And considering he's supposed to be the program director, why is he on the fucking radio? That's my question.
Exactly.
Because like he said, it's me, bro. Because this nigga's bigging himself up. He wants to be a radio personality, too. He don't want to just play the background as a program director. He wants to be online, wants to be on air and being a personality, wants niggas to know who he is. So when you see him on the streets, oh, that's Ebro. He wants to be that nigga. He wants to tell young boys that they ain't working hard enough. And they got to go work fucking clubs and do this and do that in order to get their music played. Nigga, what are you doing up there?
So Ebro Darden, he about our age and shit. He going in on this young nigga. Astro 18 and shit.
Yep.
It's like, you're just perpetuating what everybody already said about radio. Y'all niggas just pick and choose whatever y'all want to play. It's not just good music. You just playing whatever the fuck, whatever you think is hot.
That's true.
Exactly.
I'm not thinking they think they're just picking what clubs is and strip clubs is playing. That's what they're picking. You know, if they threw on an Astro record at a strip club, I guess they stopped dancing. And Ebro saying that's why we can't play that shit.
Well, if you play strip club music at 8:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning, what the fuck?
It's funny because Astro challenged him on that and shit. He was like, yo, most clubs in New York is open from like 10 to 2, maybe 3 in the morning. Why don't you play that music at that time? And shit, Astro did get on him about that shit. It was funny as shit.
No doubt.
Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, Word to Big Bird, the return of hip hop label education. And the return of this is marked by probably one of the most wonderful hip hop labels that's out there, Mellow Music Group. Mellow Music Group is an independent record label based in Tucson, Arizona, founded in 2007 by Michael Tolley. Michael Tolley says that the mantra is a dedication to intelligent streetwise boom bap is the mantra for his label. According to Tolley, he said he started the label by making one song. He said, I spent every penny I had to get a Kev Brown beat and a Ken Starr verse and Rob Swift on the cuts.
Damn.
Mellow Music Group said his first album that really made his label prominent was The Rough by Diamond District in 2009. And he has these type of people on the label. Rapper Big Pooh, YU, Red Pill, Haslow, Razzcaz, Planet Asia, Odyssey, Paula Brown, Pete Rock, etc., etc. That's not everybody, but that's just some of the people.
That's pretty damn amazing.
On the label.
It's called a hip-hop label. It's a hip-hop label.
No doubt. So certainly we want to give a shout-out to Mellow Music Group.
That's that broke shit that Ebro won't play.
Nah, you're right. He will not
play.
They not
hot.
Them niggas ain't working hard enough. They shit ain't in the strip club.
Indeed. No doubt about that. So anyway, Kurt G, do you have your shit together?
Well, before can we get one more thing in there? Because I got to make a correction.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be going out like a nut, so I got to be honest and make a correction on my own. So Diff, the angry intern, sent me this goddamn long-ass video of Master P talking to me, bro, and Charlotte Payne. And I got to say, I got caught out there. Master P, that shit we saw, that clip we saw was not the movie.
Okay.
It was just Master P's old ass work with the trio. But anyway, apparently he's getting some big wigs. The movie didn't even start filming yet. He hasn't even chosen a character to play himself yet. So there is still time for this movie to be legitimately done. But I don't know. I just some of the characters they talking about. I don't know, man. I'd rather a bunch of nobodies.
Yo, look. The problem is, other than Master P and maybe his brother C Murder, you don't remember a whole bunch of motherfuckers on his label. So you're right.
Silk the Shocker, nigga.
We remember a bunch of them, but that's not the point. Mia X, all that. That's not the point, though. The point is. What rattles me a little bit is like, damn, stay off people's coattails. You know what I'm saying? This fucking NWA movie just came out, and you jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
give him a minute.
But that's what Master P's done his entire career.
Yeah, that's what Diff said to me.
See,
I never paid attention.
Yes, that's what P has done his entire career. So, you know, everybody should settle down and go watch I Got the Hookup. So,
I did enjoy the conversation. Especially what he was saying, I gained a greater respect for Percy Miller.
Oh, P's and
he's got an interesting story. Like we said on last week's show, I would watch the movie. I would close my ears during the music, but I would watch the movie to see the story.
Oh, and trust me when I tell you, he's a intelligent guy. He knows what he's talking about as far as the business. He's been behind the scenes. He has fronted tours. He's seen a lot of things. But what you want from P, what you may or may not get. Is the truth.
No, that's what
you
see.
You gotta add the fall.
He said he was
gonna
give the full truth.
And so,
if you don't put the fall in there, you don't have a story. So, it's gotta be the rise and the fall of Master P. Like, if you don't, you know, if you don't have the whole story, like, you know, how he lost it all, quote unquote, then you don't really got a story there.
Right. And that's what makes the story compelling.
Wait, do you think in his mind that he thinks he lost it, though?
That's the thing. He has to be able to differentiate and take himself out. Of the picture.
You gotta
let the director's pull his
pride out of it.
Right, exactly. You can't, if somebody's showing something bad about you, you can't be like, nah, take that shit out of there. Cut that.
Indeed.
Well, we gonna see. I am gonna reserve some bandwidth to check it out, but I'm not like eager like I was about NWA's joint.
Okay. That's what's up. Kurt G. This is Kurt G. Albums of the Week.
All right, so before I get into Albums of the Week, I got also an apology to give out too. I want to apologize to Papa Wu because I did get directly at Papa Wu on this show.
You did,
and I want to apologize to him because it's not what I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was at the funeral at the wake when he got and supposedly got at your boy. I thought it was there, but it wasn't there. It wasn't even on the premises.
Okay.
So I want to apologize to him for that.
Well,
going in on him like that.
So I'm going to ask a question. So not being at the funeral home, but across the street from the funeral home, to me, is that still at the service?
It's pretty much.
And he was still in Action Bronson's personal space. I know the personal apology you're giving to Papa Wu, but that shit he was doing is still some bullshit.
I'm listening to what Papa Wu said. And I'm feeling his spirit. He said he wasn't really even getting at him like that. He shouldn't have been saying nothing to him at all. I'm saying he shouldn't even approach that nigga. But he's saying somebody brought him over to him and was like, this is Papa Wu. And then they start talking. He didn't go looking for that nigga. Somebody brought him to him.
There is a fucking video out there of Papa Wu in Action Bronson's personal space. And Bronson trying to walk away and motherfuckers in the background chirping that, you know what I'm saying, here come the boomers, a lot of that nut shit.
Oh yeah. But I'm apologizing because I thought it was on the premises that he was right there and he got at him like right inside the fucking church. So I,
I wasn't inside the church.
That's why that's where I was coming from, my point.
Nah,
that's
I knew
why
that.
I was getting at him. Like, damn, you couldn't wait till you get down the block somewhere.
Nah, Papa
before
Wu.
Before you got at him and said something to him.
Papa Wu, dead ass wrong.
I'm not saying he wasn't wrong. I'm not saying that either. But I'm saying I'm apologizing because where I was coming from. Was
you thought he was in the church.
I thought he was in the damn church. And when he got at him right there at the premises, like, you disrespecting family and yourself.
That's
nigga.
Real.
But well, before you get off that, because I want to put a nail on that shit too, that whole thing. But can you really fucking help who you sound like? Because I was listening to Static Selector, Lucky 7, and that goddamn track with Action Bronson on it is incredible to me. And you can't, like, I mean, you could be a ventriloquist, you could be a impersonator. I don't see Action Bronson as an impersonator. That's just how he sounds.
I mean, yeah, he can't help what he sounds like. And that's why I played that intro on the show. Well, of Ghostface saying what he said.
Right.
Before all this bullshit.
So this is why I'm wondering, like, why did the fuck it just blow up like that? Well, I know it was the ESPN thing, but I don't know.
It blew up because it really blew up because Ghost and when everybody, because each and every one of both of those cats was tired of hearing the exact same thing. Ghost was tired of hearing niggas say he sound like you, and he was tired of hearing niggas tell him that he sound like Ghost. And it was at that point was the center of everything. When they got on that show and he sat there and said what he said about Ghostface was like, fuck that nigga, I'm tired of this motherfucker, I should have been got at your ass a long time ago when you first came out. And this nigga was on ESPN saying what he said because he's tired of motherfuckers that telling him he sound like Ghost. He cannot help what he sounds like, so it's pissing him off. Like, damn, I can't change my voice, this is who I am.
Right.
But he shouldn't have added that extra bullshit in there about Ghost don't rap like this no more.
Right.
That's what
right.
got him fucked up.
Right. And then subsequently, again, apologized fucking 50 times and shit. Because
you've been quiet for a minute, Jeremy. What'd you think about that before we get off of that topic forever?
No, I mean, I agree with you guys. I mean, I'm not a huge Action Bronson fan, but I think that he can't help who he sounds like. I think he has a little bit of, like, that old school love. So he's going to kind of sound similar, because that's the way his voice inflection is, and, you know, and he can't help it. But I also agree, he probably ain't need to say Ghost ain't rap like this no more and expect Ghost not to, like, say some shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's real. No doubt. So now we're ready for Kurt G albums of the week.
Yes.
All right.
This week we got Trademark and DC Black Ash Days. And we got ST Knack and Purpose, 14 Forms, The Book of ST Knack. And instrumental joint is The Cancel, No Way to Stay.
That's what's good, no doubt.
And before we get out of here, Jeremy, tell them where to find you, man.
At Jeremy is Dope on Twitter. That's pretty much where I hang out. I don't got really anything else going on of any importance.
You know you got a goddamn Instagram.
You know you got that Bentley out back. Where you rolling?
Yeah. I got the Instagram. It's the same thing. You can pretty much see pictures of my dog and vegetarian food if you follow me on Instagram.
Put the pictures of the Bentley up there? Come on, man. Put the pictures of the Bentley. Stop hiding it.
That's what's up. Anyway, we want to thank
you mean that Hyundai? I got that Hyundai. You
know. We want to thank Jeremy for being a guest on the Hip Hop Digest and his wonderful insight, no doubt.
Yes,
we really appreciate that. And so I guess that's it. That's all. Till next week.
Yeah, just get on the website, www, as we call it.
Hey, and get you one of them shirts. Buy one of them shirts. The dope, I ordered me one.
That's what's good.
No doubt.
So how many days they got before the campaign's over, sir?
It will be over on the 9th, and then we will be doing something else special.
Yes, we got something else coming.
Yeah, no doubt. So hopefully we can get the website and traffic and all of that shit. So we good. That's it. Gone. See ya.
Peace.
One.
Cheers.
Remember when I used to care, and the only thing to fear was flying too close to the sun. Those wax wings melted by the time I was 21. Like everyone falling from the grace of the sky, I clung on to anyone still floating by. Love songs tore me to shreds. I was young and naive, legs fatigued from carrying the weight of the dead. In depths where there's no sinking left, where the stink of death rests on your shoulders so heavy. Your breath stole from your chest like walking through a hill of sand. Progress slows when it's measured in milligrams. Although it's the wickedness where the wicked breast that'll kill a man. I recall that cool, comfortable.
precise reason. My allegiance to demons sufficed as it evened out my grievance and disagreements with Christ. Christ handed me by the devil, demanding me to abandon the light for the right to be wrong and know it all along. So for now, along the days that I'm good and gone.
Like that'll make your mama cry.
I'm mentally scarred, a savage in pursuit of happiness.
Pharmaceuticals make me flip out like David Banner.
The mind tricks the body, body thinks the mind is crazy.
If I don't take these pills, then I can't get out of bed.
I'm mentally scarred,
I have a disease and they don't know what to call it.
Cause the devil got these images that's dancing in my head.
Pharmaceuticals making a whole sick world collapse.
These days, all of us are throwaways, cast offs, old names that blow away. Who I sway from surviving this mess to suicidal so I can finally rest and go away. I told so many lies, ruined so many lies. My eyes grew accustomed to that look of I don't trust them. So I derived survival instincts, viral instincts into each page. My rage reached a peak age as if life is ever hopeful. You're given enough rope to keep you afloat, or you can swim for the coast and put that noose in your throat until it chokes you. About the same time they quote you, carved in the stones, and lay above your bones and talk about how life broke you in hushed tones as if it could awoke you. I'm prone to aggression, I'm 19, but less than a fifth of Jack, incapable of sitting back or being spoke to. Hopeless, punching walls till I broke fists. I insist on being heard, except I actually thought I deserve respect. So set in my ways, but every day it gets worse. I'm still a nervous wreck.
Like that'll make your mama cry.
I'm mentally scarred, a savage in pursuit of happiness.
Pharmaceuticals make me flip out like David Banner.
The mind tricks the body, body thinks the mind is crazy.
If I don't take these pills, then I can't get out of bed.
I'm mentally scarred,
I have a disease and they don't know what to call it.
Cause the devil got these images that's dancing in my head.
Pharmaceuticals making a whole sick world collapse.
I started hearing voices by 20, plenty. Then my girl left me, that kind of shit don't make men deadly. Dropped out of school in the medley of meds, had me not in the mood for solid food. Hopeless, thank God my house was ropeless, or I might have hung more than some horseshoes above doors. Crazy, flipped out, maybe they slipped out, but suicidal plans had a thing to do with idle hands. Had life by the neck, except the chick turned on me once. They expect you to flip, it's so hard to downshift. And my grip just slipped off the throttle as I sipped on the nozzle of a bottle of 120 proof. Swallowing clonopin so that any proof on me wallowing sorrowing disappeared. When I black out around the same time I act out and lash out, it's crazy, but the black and whites of life bled together. Made this gray hazy bright, thick as gravy, all wavy like ambient light, like ambient nights that take me through dreams of ladies and babies burning up in Hades lately.
Like that'll make your mama cry.
I'm mentally scarred, a savage in pursuit of happiness.
Pharmaceuticals make me flip out like David Banner.
The mind tricks the body, body thinks the mind is crazy.
Making a whole sick world collapse.
Yeah. They don't need that mystery, man. Teach them their purpose. Yo, I don't believe in the rituals or bullshit they're giving you. This is real shit, it ain't lyrical. Something you should listen to. Maybe when you've lost soul, pulling on a fifth, feeling miserable. I ain't talking bullshit, I'm talking about you. I'm giving you this universal visual. And I ain't talking bullshit, I'm talking about you. I'm giving you this universal visual. And understand through the mental and through the mind, get your design. See where it all came from, man. Yo, yo, when I walk through the world, it's design. All is divine, the essence of blackness, infinite sun. I'm a shine, I witness the manifest, the physical, that's from the mind. The seed planted inside my old earth, the past time to start soon. No beginning or end, from the wombs to the tomb. The sun of man, history simply renews. Subatomic particles joining the former atom. Atoms become molecules, compounds come through. The periodic table's just a tale of civilization. Bodies powered to energize, ready for combination. The elements combining, forming cells that are perform together in system. They work manifesting the organisms, such as man, trees, and fungus. Energies properly distributed, given amongst us. Trees be giving off oxygen. Humans exhale carbon dioxide and live their lives civilized. Watching the earth from the outside, witness it breathes. Man till the earth and plant seeds that form trees. Building homes for self. Physical death fertilize the earth. Due process for the immortal birth.
the cycle of life circle. Manifestation of proper thoughts, intelligent design, rhyming I brought. Science of life, atoms to atoms, genesis to genes, exodus of unknown beings, it's unseen. Your naked eye is now glowed. Five senses like a crown of gold, or a touch of Yahshua Ben Yosef's robe. What was once a thought is now a fully populated globe. With the Son of Man sat at the throne, made in his image, skin is like mud. Bronze elements, barrels of thugs, knowledge to distributors of drugs. The manifested will of the artist, supreme architect of law, manifested the greatest story never told. Breath of life translated the soul, often heard and seen as a whole. Religion fulfilling need to control, but seldom addresses the truth. Science of life, from atoms to galaxies, star systems with living proof. It all came from blackness, poof. But now they sticking pins in the heads of the original youth. Subatomic particles to ST-NAC and the tragic allies making knowledge born in the booth. Big Bang theories, 7-day creation stories. Nephilim making wives of ancient shorties or primordial blobs of energy. Perhaps I manifested myself to the physical so you remember me. So you'd exist and acknowledge me. I gave you five senses so you won't have to follow me. Just follow your own will and drive. Similar to a kid that's five who has no belief or religious vibe. The self-realization and observation and activation. Proper preparation based off a situation. The babies is the stars. By watching their lives we can get a better picture on how to live ours. Understand that. That mystery they teach like Santa Claus. That ain't no good for the babies. Yo, I don't believe in them rituals or bullshit they're giving you. This is real shit, it ain't lyrical. It's something you should listen to. Maybe when you've lost hope, pulling on a fifth feeling miserable. And I ain't talking bullshit, I'm talking about you. I'm giving you this universe, the visual. Yeah, I ain't talking bullshit, I'm talking about you. I'm giving you this universe, the visual. Me and purpose, we giving you that universal visual. This ain't a classroom, but we giving you that universal vision.
I think I know how to teach.
Are you gonna teach black or white?
I'm not gonna teach either. Oh, I'd teach the rainbow if I could, but I'll settle for students I can reach. I think it's a teacher's job to open the doors of the mind, and it's one that gives me great pleasure. Because it's what I want to do.
Sean Armstrong. We just in here rapping, y'all. Yeah, rest in peace, Jay Dilla. Ain't nothing but some raps, y'all. Listen.
Pen taps the brain, juices start flowing in. I move past the rough start, like beards when they growing in. I slap box the chosen man, it's just for practice. They keep me sharp, cause I'm closing in. Like a straight edge applied by skilled barbers. You attack, I pull straps like girls' garters. Blam, blam, on your sister, mother, father. Deplete your whole lineage, never will you bother. So absurd for these wannabes to challenge me. They showing nerve, throwing words based in fallacy. So naturally a killer's born like Mickey Mallory. I'm twisted in the booth like Winehouse recording Valerie. And you in love with Coco with triple beams. Got me running and laughing like Meek Mill in the memes.
Yeah. Like I said, y'all, we just rapping. Nothing but these raps, y'all. Keep them levels out the red. Yeah. Keep them levels out the red. We out the red. Yeah.
I hear the kick, thump, bass drop, snare crack. Then I get worried, I'm so nervous and scared that I'm like Medusa when I rap, don't stare back. I transform and these rappers, they ain't prepared for that. My engineer be like, damn, I'm recording the beast. I got lines for days, like a Jordan release. I'm sort of at peace with the fact you don't know me though. But when I rap, you can tell it's not my first rodeo. Give me your raps, I'm the whack line fixer. You ain't ready for the Catalina wine mixer. Ask your girl, I'm a big boy, we speak a lot. I took my love below and put it in a speaker box.
Get your ass up on the floor. This, that, yeah. That, you've been way too low. Straight from the O, always coming down.
vinyl still in my crates. Started off busting freestyles to the breaks. Everybody now smartphone DJ. We can get it cracking anytime, any place. Oh yeah, this music feels like the summertime. Sundress queens from a dream of a better life. Baby love machine, I'm a king, baby it's your night. Do it like we never done it, hands to the sky. I've been doing this thing since the age 19. Pushing on the streets, be hustling. Homie, you was in jail, I was overseas. Ain't getting caught up and lose my dreams, nah. That's some silly shit, I take it to magnificent. Do some grown shit, date night elegant. Ain't missing it, any moment, how with this is my life celebration of my spirit. Vinyl still in my crates. Started off busting freestyles to the breaks. Everybody now smartphone DJ. We can get it cracking anytime, any place. Oh yeah, this music feels like the summertime. Sundress queens from a dream of a better life. Baby love machine, I'm a king, baby it's your night. Do it like we never done it, hands to the sky.
They got me dancing in the dark, starting fires with my heart. Not knowing what I'm doing, but my pilot's flying full speed. These homies got a pocket full of no seeds to proceed normally to blow hoes totally. Feel me? No joke, my name is Eros and Veyleron, the alien who aviates and broadcasts half scams. 144 to all the time, Mardi Gras, to ignite your spirit with the rowdy ass party song. All along, we were one with the sunset, chilling with my fine ass wife, I ain't done yet. Time stops in a moment of perfection, there's love in my purpose, I'm knowing my direction. Exercise reaching new heights, the element of what seems like the past now could be what we want. Oh, did you ever think it means what it means with the scene that I'm bleeding out my ears till I'm turning green?
Vinyl still in my crates. Started off busting freestyles to the breaks. Everybody now smartphone DJ. We can get it cracking anytime, any place. Oh yeah, this music feels like the summertime. Sundress queens from a dream of a better life. Baby love machine, I'm a king, baby it's your night. Do it like we never done it, hands to the sky. Oh yeah,
slow it down, it's the summertime, hands to the sky. You ever seen time fly? Subculture, iconic smooth hits. Legendary peers are the ones that I move with. Priceless memories, your mind is a time machine. Take it to that place where underground is still king. Dreams of a better night, my queen, she forever tight. Fiend for the clutch of mic, this is your only life. Take it to another level, rise to the occasion. Sparks fly when I arrive, proper preparation. That sun-kissed skin on this LA set. Got the CO boy, feeling still that fresh. E got the beat, doing something extra. Vinyl in my crate, sweet serenade. Baby stimulate, verbal love machine. Six get it cracking and you know we do our thing.
Vinyl still in my crates. Started off busting freestyles to the breaks. Everybody now smartphone DJ. We can get it cracking anytime, any place. Oh yeah, this music feels like the summertime. Sundress queens from a dream of a better life. Baby love machine, I'm a king, baby it's your night. Do it like we never done it, hands to the sky. Oh yeah, fixing here and there with the equalizer. I'm Lord Finesse, we going up higher. Never tired, but we rolling on out. Anything bad to say, you need to shut your mouth. Sauerkraut in the jello, I'm shooting like mellow. So Kobe nice, your life's a Shaq free throw. Separate from the negative, now you see the picture. Technique 1200, pumping this bitch up, yeah. Hip-hop is the life I live. I sacrifice everything just to do this shit. So every word that I'm saying, it's all from my heart. Like my wedding day vows, I've been real from the start. Race on Chuck D, X-Clan, so you feel the struggle. Race on Cube and Tupac, so you feel the fuck you. Race on Too Short, Sugar Free. Hoes never love you, and you better have your mind straight, you stupid motherfucker. Vinyl still in my crates. Started off busting freestyles to the breaks. Everybody now smartphone DJ. We can get it cracking anytime, any place. Oh yeah, this music feels like the summertime. Sundress queens from a dream of a better life. Baby love machine, I'm a king, baby it's your night. Do it like we never done it, hands to the sky. Oh yeah.
Shit on tape right here.
We don't. Let's talk about this.
What do we have here?
It's getting hot.
It's getting hot, yo. Getting hot. Mr. Walk. B minus. Evil D.
Who wants to see how we deal the dover analyst? Antagonist with scripts. Be from the bricks. Perfect. There's no denying that you're spying, trying to see the grass, but you're knowing that you can't fuck with the math. Magician, with a rip and tip and rebounds, with mounds of work, jerks get down, cause they know we hurt the sound. Please, as I please, these OGs with these.
club sensation. Haitians request me on the station like I'm roaring. But if I ain't touring, there ain't no rapper on the street scoring. Word up, that's word to my mom. Natural blends that tend to leave them seized, stagnated, rated number 10. In all secret wars when we on tour for now and forever, rocking shit for your pleasure. It's the secret age of mentation, smoking buzz for information. But you can catch me at the dugout, eating generations, rap innovations, causing confrontation. Then I got some fast ass styles, so go and chase one. Ha! You lose from takeoff, so break off your shake off. Cause here comes the payoff for Ferris on his day off. Hieroglyphic, mystic, misfit, bitch shit. The Rock, Bugs Bunny, who out foxes. All of the blunted gun runners. The small wonder like Vicky. Busting lyrical nuts and getting sticky.
Touch me there, right there. Ooh.